Report, Jasmine Crockett hid stockholdings in pharmaceuticals, fossil fuels, and marijuana companies. By Amy Furr on October 27, 2025. Radical leftist representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, reportedly had a secret stock portfolio and tried to delve into the marijuana business. In an article for the Washington Free Beacon published Monday, Andrew Kerr shared more information on Crockett's apparently shady dealings. The report said Crockett owned stocks in at least 25 companies that she did not disclose to the public during her first congressional run in 2022, even though she'd quietly admitted to the holdings the previous year as a Texas state legislator, adding she did not disclose the stock holdings when she got to Washington. The Beacon said it found the information via a public records request. The report continued. Further, Crockett, a self-described civil rights attorney, was an active stakeholder in the cannabis business, seeking unsuccessfully to open marijuana dispensaries in Ohio, even as she represented, as a defense lawyer, a man accused of murdering someone in a marijuana deal gone bad. Both in the Texas Statehouse and in Congress, Crockett has pushed bills to decriminalize marijuana. In September, Crockett claimed that just because people commit crimes, that doesn't make them a criminal because it depended on a person's mindset, Breitbart News reported. Meanwhile, the Beacon report noted Crockett has said she supports herself and has never been married. She also reportedly had stakes in corporations that stood to benefit from actions she's taken as a lawmaker and legislation she's introduced in Congress, and others that stand in opposition to the image she's cultivated as a champion of green energy, the article read. Crockett also had 25 undisclosed stocks with shares in companies that included Amazon, AstraZeneca, General Motors, ExxonMobil, Aurora Cannabis, and Ford, the Beacon said, citing public records. When it comes to the weed issue, Crockett wrote in a 2021 social media post that cannabis reform is a joint effort. Representatives from both parties have filed some great bills that will reduce penalties for possession and expand the Texas Compassionate Use Program. But don't forget, our goal is full recreational and medical cannabis, she wrote. It is important to note that Crockett has long criticized President Donald Trump, who called her and other leftist Democrats political hacks who should undergo a cognitive exam, according to Breitbart News.